What did we have to
do? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey. Jonathan Hayden was going to have somebody to put him on the phone. Okay. Well, anyway, it's recorded, so. Yeah, so I want to continue what we started talking about yesterday, and I want to be myself a little bit, but before we get to that, maybe by way of a preface, I'm going to talk through a nekuda in the Rosh. I sent you a preview of in the chat because I want to lay that down, so we don't have to. There's a particular cheshmer there that I don't have to get back into later on, so it's easier just to have it now so we could reference it. The Rosh Mesachim in the second parak in Simet Zayin, the Rosh talks about Hagemara a little bit. The Machlekes Emeir Neviyesi. If Yosim Beroku Kashori Beroku Kamuvushel, Emeir says that you could be Yosim with a matzah Mavushelis. And Rabbi Yossi says that you cannot be Yossi with a matzah mevushelis. So the Rosh over there discusses, he's talking about the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which we already saw in the past, that a blila ova, in order to be lechem, it does not have to be baked. You have a bread that's a blila ova, you could cook it. And it would also have a shem lechem, it would be chayim and chala, the brach would be hamaytzi. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raif from Minchas Machvas, Minchas Macheshes, the brach was hamaytzi lechem in Oretz. That's how he reads the braisa, even though he thinks that that's because it's deep fried, it's equivalent to being cooked. So we already have Shita Shabbat Matam, is that a blila ova is lechem, doesn't have to be baked. Cooking is also, a blila ova could be cooked, and it would still have the status of, lechem. And the Rash is chaylik, and the Rash holds that it doesn't make a difference. So bread has to be cooked, has to be baked. A bread that's cooked doesn't matter whether it's a blila ova or a blila raka. If it's not baked, then by definition, it's not lechem. And the Rosh sides with the Rash. And he brings a raya, the Rash himself brings the raya, from Agamara. Because it says in Agamara that Rabbi Yossi says that you're not Yotzei Chayvus Matzah with a Matzah Mevushelis. And Chayr the Havon is, Morim Sochem is refreshed this way, that the Havon is that the fact that it's cooked is mevatel the original lafia. The matzah was baked, but now when you cook the matzah, so now it's no longer considered to be baked. It's mevatel the shem ofri, and now it's considered to be cooked. The bishul is mevatel the lafia. That's perish. The gemara b'sachem is perish says that way. That the what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that the bishul is mevatel the lafia. The mesam nas pshat in agamar also. Gemara wants to bring from here that shlokas are shakon liyavidvarit, because presumably the Gemara means just like the bishul is mevatel liyafil, so bishul is mevatel l'shempri. You see that bitul is a bit that bishul is mevatel l'tsur sadova. So if the original tsur was to be ofui, now if I cook it, it's no longer ofui. Now it's mevushel. The original tsur was a pri. If I cook it, it's no longer a pri. That's the Gemara. Says the Rosh. He's quoting the Rash. Says the Rash and the Rosh. Mela, if you hold that a blila ova, in order to be lechem, has to be baked. So I understand if you're mevatel the baking, and you cook it, and by cooking it you undo the baking, you're mevatel tzur being baked. So I understand that thereby you have now destroyed it being a lechem. But if you hold like a Rabbeinu Tam that a blila ova doesn't have to be baked, it could be baked, it could be cooked, it doesn't matter as long as it's a blila ova, it's a lechem. So then, what difference does it make if the bishul is mevatel lefi or the bishul is not mevatel lefi? Zol Zayin, let it be that the bishul is mevatel lefi. So what? So what's lost? So it's mevushel. But a blila ova, even if it was mevushel in the first place, would be a lechem. How could it be that a blila ova, if you bake it, it's lechem, and if you cook it, it's lechem, but if you bake it and you cook it, it's not lechem? Doesn't make any sense. So Raya says the Rash, says the Rosh. Again, he's quoting the Rash, but for us, it's important that it's the Rosh. Says the Rosh, it's a Raya against Shita Rabbeinu Tam. So fine. So first of all, what is Rabbeinu Tam? What is Rabbeinu Tam going to do with this raya? So that Taisus Msachim Beferish is Mesachasu. Taisus Msachim says that Rabbeinu Tam's response to the raya is that the reason why, if you cook it, and if you hold that cooking is mevatel liafiyah, the reason why you're not yotzei chayvus matzah is not because it doesn't have a shem lechem. Lilova would have a shem lechem even if it was cooked in the first place. Kal chaymer if it was baked and then cooked, but the Gemara means that a bread that's cooked is a matzah ashira. The Taisus posits that one of the ways that matzah could be matzah ashira normally we think of as matzah that was kneaded with yayin, shemen, and dvash, that's a matzah ashira. But what Rabbeinu Tam says, based on the Gemara Pesachim, that he says that a bread that was cooked is also called a matzah ashira. In order to be lechem, only it has to be baked. Being cooked bread is a fancy thing. It's a matzah ashira. So meila, if the bishul is not mevatel lefia, so it's baked, so it's lechem oini. But if the bishul is mevatel lefia, then now it's cooked. And a bread that's cooked is still a lechem, but it's a matzah ashira, so you're not yotzei chayvus matzah. That's how Rabbeinu Tam deals with this raya. But Al-Kapanim, we're not busy right now with Rabbeinu Tam. We're focusing on the Rosh. So the Rosh brings from Agamara a raya that since you see from Agamara that lechem, in order to be lechem, has to be baked. And that's why Rabbi Yossi holds that if bishul is mevatel liafir, Rabbi Yossi holds bishul is mevatel liafir, and therefore when you cook a matzah, it's no longer offli. Now it's mevushel, and a mevushel to a bread is not a bread. Kash on Rabbeinu Tam. B'shei Chadvarim, the Rosh adds, he asks a question. He says, if that's true, that according to Rabbi Yossi, bishul is mevatel liafir, and therefore it's no longer lechem, because lechem has to be baked and not cooked. So how do you explain the brayse in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that says that if you have bread and you cooked it, tochna ofo bishlo, and you cooked the bread, as long as it didn't fall apart and the pusas are kayomais, you still make the bracha, amaytzi lechem in the arts? Asks the Rosh, according to Rabbi Yossi, bishlo is mevatel lefil. Bishlo is mevatel lefil. And according to Rabbi Yossi, bishlo is mevatel lefil. And if it's mevushel, it's not a lechem. And so tochna for bishul should be yois lechem. It's not a lechem anymore. The bishul is mevat lefi. According to Rabbi Yossi, bishul is mevat lefi. It shouldn't be a lechem. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam should also. Rabbeinu Tam is not shver. Rabbeinu Tam would say, the shit is Rabbeinu Tam is not shver. Bishul is not bishul, even if it is mevat lefi, but a blilova could be cooked too. So the fact that it becomes a mevushel is not a steer to it being a lechem. But according to the Rosh, that bishul is a steer to being offli, and Rabbi Yossi holds bishul is mevatel lefiyah. So why, by talking to offli bishul, how can the brisa say that if you have a loaf of bread and you cook it, so it retains the bracha amaytzi, as long as it's pusos kiyom, as long as it hasn't fallen apart, it retains the bracha amaytzi. The ma'isa, this is a case where you have a bread and you have an afiyah followed by a bishul, and Rabbi Yossi holds that the bishul is mevatel lefiyah. So now it's mevushel, and if it's mevushel, it's not a bread. So how does that have bracha amaytzi lechem in art? Says the Rosh. Anybody know what the Rosh says? That the price is going like a mare. That price is going like a mare. You know, Chami. The fear of Yosi, bishul is mevatel lefiyah. So then the price is not true. Bishul is mevatel lefiyah. If you take a bread and you cook it, the same way you're not yotzei chayvus matzah, so it's not going to be a mitzvah lechem in the arts either. So the Mefarshei Rosh ask, just to you and Rosh, because the Rosh in Brachas, they're in the sugyas of Pusas Kayomis, and I think the Rosh is on the sugya of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. But Akaponim, the Rosh brings the Braisa to Halacha. The Rosh in Daf Lamed Zayin brings the Braisa of his Mansha Pusas Kayomis, he brings it to Halacha. He has the Olarichas, had a shtim with the Gemara, and had a shtim with the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis about Chavitza and so on. But Akaponim, he takes for granted, the Rosh takes for granted that the Braisa is Halacha, that then it retains the bracha amaytzi. How could it be? The Rosh himself says that the brayse only works according to a meyer. And actually, yeah, the Rosh Pesachim also writes for Dovah Pasha that the halacha is like a b'yasi, kaimel and kabyasi. Rav Meir of Rav Yasi, halacha ki Rav Yasi. So the halacha is like a b'yasi, that you're not yet. And the Rosh Pesachim says the fairest that way, that there in Siman Tezayin. He says Pesach Hadvar that the halacha is kaimel and karbiyasi. The halacha is like karbiyasi that you're not yotzei chayves matzah with the cooked matzah. And if you're not yotzei with the chayves matzah with the cooked matzah, and the Rosh understands that it's not because it's a matzah shir like Rabbeinu Tam, but because it's not a lechem at all, so then it shouldn't be. They shouldn't have the bracha of amaytzi. And the brisa that says that it is amaytzi says the Rosh is going like a mayor, which means it's not la halacha. So how come in brachas the Rosh brings the brisa la halacha? That's the kasha that the Mefarshei Rosh ask. So I think the answer is pashut. The answer is pashut. Is it so self-evident that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that the bishul is mevatel liafil? The reason why you're not yotzei chayves matzah is that the bishul is mevatel liafil? Is that the only way to understand Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotzei with the rochel kama bushel. You're not yotzei chayves matzah with the cooked matzah. So the Rosh seems to be taking for granted that the reason why you're not yotzei with the cooked matzah is because the bishul is mevatel liafil. No longer offers it's mevushel and it's not a lechem, so it's lechem. That's the only way to understand Rabbi Yossi. No, but I want to know the mocker. That's in Agamar. That's the Havamin of Agamar. That was what Nachman said. That's Kitanoi. That the Mameir and Yossi arguing with the official is mevatel l'psur sadover, and that's why it's compared. It's comparable to shlokos. But the Gemara says v'loi. That Rabbi Yossi really agrees that Shlokas is Bar Priyetz or Bar Priyadoma, and Shlokas is not Mevatel Hashem Pri, it's not a bitul of the Tzura. So why are you not Yossi Chavis Matzah? So the Gemara says, side reason, but you didn't have Matzah Velekah. So there's some kind of concept. Well, we'll get to the Rabbi Yon and the Reim, we'll talk about it more, but Akapanim. The Gemara, the Maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara says Velahi, Maskanas Velahi. So the emphasis is that the Gemara itself says that that's not necessarily Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. The Faket Shlokas is Shlokas Bar Pei, Shlokas is not Mevatel Lusur. And then that's La Halacha, because the Rosh says that La Halacha we paskin that Shlokas is Bar Pei Adam. Rav Yechanan is Rav Yechanan Ulas and Meshabeshta, and we all the Amoraim hold that Shlokas is Bar Pei Adam, Shlokas is not Mevatel Lusur. So how come you're not Yaitzi with the Rat? Why are you not Yaitzi with the cooked matzah? Because by Inintam Matzah Veleka. So that's a local svar in matzah, the inintam matzah v'leko. But be'etzim shlokos, bishul is not mevatel the tzur sadomer, bishul is not mevatel lefio. So the brayson daf lamed zayin is gevaldik. So we could pass like the brayson daf lamed zayin. So then you'll ask me, so what's the Rosh talking about in Pesachim? Why does Rosh Pesachim say that it's the brayson must be going like a mayor and not like a b'yosi? It's not true. The brayson go like a b'yosi also. The maskanis, according to the maskan of Agamor, the brayson could stand with their b'yosi. So what in the world? So what is the Rosh want with what's going on in the Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, and this is the Emes of Pshat. The Rosh Hashanah is not busy with the sugya of whether Bishul is Mevatel Lafiyo or Bishul is not Mevatel Lafiyo, and what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi. That's not what he's talking about in Pshachim. His agenda in Pshachim is to destroy Rabbeinu Tam. He wants to level a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that lechem has to that in a blila ova lechem doesn't have to be baked; it could be cooked too. So says the Rosh, it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that a mayor and Rabbi Yossi have a machlokes if he yotzi with the matzah with the cooked matzah, and the Gemara says that the machlokes is all about whether bishul is mevatel lafia. So you see that if bishul is mevatel lafia, then it's not a lechem. Obviously, a lechem has to be baked and not cooked. In order for that kashan rain of time, what difference does it make that in Agamar it's only a Havamin? And the Maskalun Gemara that is a different shot than the Besi. But from the fact that there's such a Havamin, it's still a kashan rain of time. The Gemara is chayse. What's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Is bishul yeh mevatel lafi? Is it not mevatel lafi? What's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara's Havamin was that bishul is mevatel. The pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that bishul is mevatel lafi. And the Gemara's maskon is no bishul is not mevatel lafi. It's a different svar, a special svar by matzah that being a time matzah v'lek. So that's important if you want to know what's the is bishul mevatel lafiyo. If you want to know what's the halacha of shlokas, if you want to know, so that's very important if you're learning shlokim, if you're learning brachas, I mean. But as far as the Rosh's agenda in shlokim is concerned, the ma'aseh you see in our Gemara that if bishul is mevatel lafiyo, then you're not the yotzei. Then a cooked matzah is not a matzah. That's clear in Agamar. The other Gemara makes no sense. It's clear in Agamar. You can get it from the Havamim. You see it from the Havamim Gemara. You see in Agamar that according to the Havamim Gemara that Bishul is a mevatel lafio. So then it's not a, it's a, so a cooked a lechem that was baked and then cooked is not a lechem because it's no longer ofi. Now it's mevushel, and being mevushel is not lechem, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So you see from Agamar that lechem can't be mevushel. Lechem has to be ofi. So what difference does it make that the Gemara itself is chayzer and the Gemara says no, that's not the pshat of Yosi, and Bishul is not mevatel lafio, and there's a side reason. But you still see in Agamar that if Bishul would be mevatel lafio, then it wouldn't be a lechem. So that's a kashan Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Bishul is complementary to being a lechem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Gemara makes no sense. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what difference make if Bishul is mevatel lafio, not mevatel lafio? Bread doesn't have to be baked. Bread could be baked. Bread could be cooked. So if it could be baked and cooked, what's the difference? So Agamar is, so what's the, how did Agamar, and Agamar is the whole, you see from Agamar, that if Shlokis is Shachal Niyah B'dvaroi, if Shlokis is Mevatel Liyafio, then it's not a lechem. And that's the Gemara's having me to have the Gemara understood Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara's Tchiyo, when the Gemara's Doiche, when the Gemara's Doiche and it says Velohi, the Gemara doesn't say, but who cares? Lechem could be mevushel too. It doesn't say anything more. The Gemara says that oil and bishul is not mevatel lafio, and shlokas is bayir pi adoma. So then it's still ofli and it's not mevushel. But you still see in Agamar that if it would be mevushel, that if it would be mevushel, then it wouldn't be a lechem, and that's the kashya midham, and that's all that's important to the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah when he quotes Agamar, he's only busy with the havamin of Agamar. Of course, the Gemara says Velohi, and there's a maskon, and there's a different shot in Rabbi Yosi. But it's not important to the Rosh Hashanah, because the Rosh Hashanah is only busy with showing that to the extent that a bread is mevushel, it's not a lechem. And that you can see from the Gemara, the Havamin Agamara. You see from Agamara that in the Gemara's Havamina, that bishul is mevatel lafio, and by cooking a baked bread, you make it cooked and no longer baked. So you make it not lechem. So you see that lechem has to be ofi, not mevushel, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore the Rosh Hashanah, he only quotes the Havamina Gemara, because that's all that's important for him in asking his kashya on Rabbeinu Tam. Now there, b'sayich ha'dvarim, the Rosh has to address the question. He says, he asked him the word from the Bryson Naflam Azayin. In effect, what he's asking is, Lefila Havamin of Agamar, because he's busy there with the Havamin of Agamar. The fact that Gemara is a different maskana is not important to Mimsachim. But he's laying down, he's explaining Agamar. He's explaining Agamar that the Gemara, not like Tosfos Mimsachim, says a Gemara about Matzah Shir. But the Rosh learns not a Gemara about Matzah Shir. It's a Gemara about Lechem. Lechem has to be baked and not cooked. And the Havamin of Agamar was that time of Rabbi Yosi is that Bishul is Mavat Lafir, and when you cook a bread, now it's no longer baked, now it's cooked, and if it's cooked, it's not a Lechem. So the Rosh has to ask. The Rosh has to address. So what about the Bryson of Lamazai? The Bryson of Lamazai says if you take a bread and you cook it, you could still make Hamotzi. What's the Havamin of our Gemara going to do with the Gemara of Lamazai? So the Rosh's answer, in effect, is that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, according to the Havamin of our Gemara, which is what he's handling over there, according to the Havamin of our Gemara, you have to say that the Bryson is going on a man. But that's only the Havamin of Gemara. But the Maskonis of Gemara, that Pirlohi, and Shlokas is Bayer Pri Adama, and Bishul is not Mavat Lafio. And the reason why you're not Yotzei Chavis Matzah according to Beis is a side reason altogether, because being a Tamatzah Velecha. So then the Brisa could be Lalocha, because even when you bake, because cooking is not Mavat Lafia. So when you cook a bread, it remains Ofi, and if it remains Otsi, it's Hamotzi Lechem in Arts. The Rosh Hashanah is just busy in the Havamin of Gemara, but the Maskana of Gemara is talking that way. I think the Cheshbon is Mamish Mukhach in the Rosh. But one thing that I want to take away from this, is that it's mukhach in the Rosh that the halacha is like the Velohi. That the reason why Rabbi Yosi says you're not yotzei with the roker kashor, with the roker kamavushul, is because of the Velohi that bein atam matzav alecha. The Velohi is a maskana. Because if you don't pass in like the Velohi, then Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi are arguing with Bishul is mevatel lafia. And then the halacha would be like Rabbi Yosi. And then it would come out that Bishul is Mevatel Lafia, and if Bishul will be Mevatel Lafia, then if you take a bread and you cook it, it wouldn't be Hamotzi anymore, which would be against the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin would have to be like Rabbi Yosi, would have to be like Rabbi Meir, and then the Rosh wouldn't be able to bring that price. And the Rosh does bring that price to the Halacha. It's muchluk that the Rosh is passing like the Veloyi of the Gemara, which makes a lot of sense because the Rosh passing says Shlokas Bari Pi Adami. He says Ulusi Taisiv, and the Halachas of Shlokas Bari Pi Adami. Shlokas is not Mevatel Lafia. Bishul is not Mevatel Lafia. It's not Mevatel Shempri. It's not a Bittel Tzura. And so fine. So that's like the Veloyi in the Gemara. That's like the Veloyi in the Gemara. A Kapanim, the Cheshbon and the Rosh is self-contained. But the takeaway right now is that it's muchluk and the Rosh that the Veloyi is a Maskana Lalach. So now, yesterday we were discussing at length, but I want to go over again, and I have some a little bit of a sophos. We were discussing at length what's the tzuros of the shemites in that gemara? What's the cheshbon of the sugya? So the gemara first, Rav Chisda brought a machlekes Rav and Ula b'shem Rav Yechanan. What's the nifshaker? Shaker is very pedoma. Is the shakan liyavidvay? And Rav Chisda himself says that it depends. Those things that are like karba v'silka, that when they're raw, they're shahako, so when you cook them, they're bari pi adama. And those things that are like tumi ukrasi, that when they're raw, they're hadama, so when you cook them, they become shahako and the bidvar. Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds two things. First of all, Rashi holds that the lumdus of Chisda's pshara, the Rosh calls Rav Chisda a hachra. Hachra means a pshara. Well, sort of like a pshara. But it's more in Rashi that the lumdus of Rav Chisda's hachra is that fundamentally Rav Chisda holds that bishul, the language of Rashi, is afke mi milsu legreyesa. That means bishul is maitzi the dova, is a degradation. It's maitzi the thing from what it was to something less. What I've been calling a bittul tzura. Rashi's lashon is afkim imilsu legreyesa. So akapanim, we'll stick with my lashon meanwhile because we're used to it. It's a bittul tzura. So fundamentally, Rav Chisda holds that bishul is a that shloka is bishul is a bittul tzura, and that's why by tumi ukrasi, once it's cooked, it's shahakel because it's a bittul tzura. Cooking is a bittul tzura. Presumably, things that are equally good cooked or raw would also be a bittul tzura. Would also go down to shakan libidvar according to Rashi. That karba v'silka are bari pi adama after they're cooked, that's a special svara by karba v'silka. Since they're not edible when they're raw, so then the cooking it, the tzura that they have when they're cooked, it's not a new tzura, it's a bittle of the old tzura. But this new tzura is the ikar apri. So on the ikar apri, you make a bari pi adama. So that's one nekud in Rashi. It's also mavu in Rashi, beferish, that Rav Chisda is coming to reconcile that there's no machlokes between Rav and Ula. He's reconciling the view of Rav and Ula that they're not really arguing with each other. Then we have Rav Nachman quotes a similar machlokes between Shmuel and Ulu again, Ulu Amar V'Yechanon. But he doesn't reconcile the two. He says, Ani Omer B'machlokes Shnuyin, and it's totally a machlokes Ramei and Rav Yosi, then the Gemara says V'loi. Everybody really agrees with her with that shlokes is that shlokes is not a bittul tzura. And and Rav Nachman doesn't explain what's the pshat and what's the pshat Ulu. He doesn't talk about what's the pshat Ulu. Then we have Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok brings a three Amoraim who quoted B'Shem Rav Yochanan conflicting things. Rav Chia bar Abba and Rav Yochanan said that Shlokas is Bari Pi Adama. Rav Binyamin bar Yef bar Podos or bar Pedas said that it's Shakal Nivadvari. And Ula also said like Ula and Rav Yochanan also said like Binyamin bar Pedas. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that Ula, together with Rav Binyamin bar Pedas, it's Ula Meshabeshta, Kova Ula L'Shabeshta, Kerev Rav Binyamin Pedas. He should have followed the more. He got fake news from Rav Binyamin bar Pedas, but the emes is like Rav Chia bar Abba and Rav Yochanan. And therefore, so now it comes out that everybody, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, everybody really holds the Shlokas is Bari Pi Adama, and that's Mesamed Halacha. That's the Gemara. So yesterday I asked, instead of saying Nachman Yitzchok, instead of saying that Rav Binyamin Papadas and Ula were Meshubashim, it's a Shabeshta. Why make Rav Binyamin Papadas? Okay, he wasn't Rav Chia bar Abba, but he was in his field here to Rav Yochanan, but he was a Adam Gal. So why make him into a Taya? Why not say what Rav Chisda said? That's not a machlekes. According to Rashi, that there's room to say that it's not a machlekes, like Rav Chisda said. We could reconcile that Rav is not arguing with Ula, so we could say there are different versions of Rav Yochanan, and they're not arguing with each other. When Rav Yochanan said that Shlokas Beri Pe Adama, he was talking about Karba Vesilka. He was talking about normal foods that the Bishul is talking about degradation. But when Ula and Rav Binyamin Ben Pedas said that it's not over there. When Ula and Rav Binyamin Ben Pedas said that Shlokas are Shahakal Yevidvari, they were talking about things like Tumi Ukrasi, and that's the because. But and when Rav Chiya Bar Abba said that Shlokas are Bari Pi Adoma, he was talking about Karbo Vesilka. The exact same thing that Rav Chisda said. Why wasn't that available to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok? That was the kasha we spoke about yesterday. So yesterday I said, on behalf of Rashi, two answers. The Emes says you could add a third. I think there's three possible answers. And two of them really sort of go together. The first answer could be, this I did not say yesterday, that it could be the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok held he didn't subscribe to Rav Chisda's Svara that by Karba Vesilka, even though Bishul really is a Matal Tzura and Bishul is Afkim and Milsei, but Karba Vesilka is different because Zehu Ikar HaPri. Since it's not edible when it's raw, so the Ikar HaPri was when it's cooked, and that makes it into an honorary Bari Pri Adam. Rav Chisda needs that Svara in order to make his reconciliation work. So it could be that Rav Nachman Yitzchok didn't agree to that Svara. He didn't subscribe to that Svara. And therefore, he didn't subscribe to the whole lumness of this distinction. He held that if shlokas bari is shahakal, then all shlokas are shahakal. And if shlokas is not a shahakal, then all shlokas are not shahakal. And this has a big raglayim l'dom. There's a gemara later on in Lamentesa Medalev. I don't know if they got so far. But there's a gemara later on in Lamentesa Medalev, where the gemara talks about two talmidim of Rav Yochanan, and they were served meat and kruv. Kruv is karma, is cabbage. And there's a whole story over there that one of them made a bracha, and he made a bracha, and he made a shakal on the meat, and he patted the, and he made a bracha first on the meat, and Stami patted the cabbage, and the other Talmud was malagalig on him that he should have made the adoma first because adoma come at, he should have made adoma on the karba because on the kruv he should have made adoma on the cabbage first because adoma comes before shakal, and in the end they both died. That's the end of it. So they both died, but which is. I don't know exactly what the lesson from that is, but it's but a component b'slech hadvarim. The Gemara says, what was their machlekes? So the Gemara has a few possibilities, but the first possibility the Gemara says is that the argument about the nishlokas, that the Talmud who held that who made a broch on the meat, he held that cabbage is also shakal. So if they're both shakal, so then you make the broch on the chovev, and he liked the meat better, so he made the broch on the chovev, and he parted the cabbage. And the other mandoma, the other Talmud held that shlokas is bari pi adoma, so then the cabbage is bari pi adoma comes before shakal. So it's mavur beferish in the Gemara that at least according to that Talmud, that if shlokas is a shakal, then cabbage is also shakal. What happened? One second, cabbage is shakal. Cabbage is not edible raw; it's only edible cooked. Rashi says in Rav Chisda that even if shlokas is fundamentally a bitul tzura, it's afkim and milsei, but cabbage is different because they're ikar apri, because it's not edible raw. So after it's cooked, that's the ikar apri. So it doesn't have the normal rules of shlokas. So it's mochuk that Talmud didn't hold from that svar of Rav Chisda. So you see that Rav Chisda's svar is not a dovah muskim. This svar of Rav Chisda is mechadish. Again, the way Rashi understands Rav Chisda, that even though shlokas fundamentally really is a bitul tzura, but cabbage is different because since it's only edible cooked, so that's the ikar apri. You see that Oysa Talmud didn't have that svar. So if that Oysa Talmud didn't have that svar, so Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok could also not have that svar. So we could say poshut there, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok doesn't have that eitzah. And if it doesn't have that svar, and if you don't have that svar, that zeo ikar pri, that cabbage is ikar pri after it's cooked. So then Rav Chisda's whole reconciliation plan, it breaks down. Because his whole Rav Chisda's whole plan, the way to reconcile the different sheetahs, is based on this notion that really shloka is a bitul tzura, but cabbage is different because zeo ikar pri. You see, the Oysa Talmud doesn't hold from it. So Rav Nachum Yitzchok could also not hold from it. So therefore it wasn't available to Rav Nachum Yitzchok. And since it wasn't available to Rav Nachum Yitzchok, so we have to learn that it's a takam achleikas. And if it's a three-way machlekes, it's a machlekes what Rav Yochanan said. And since if it's already a machlekes what Rav Yochanan said, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba is the most reliable, and everything else is mishul. So that's possibility number one. Possibility number two which is not a steer to possibility number one, but just goes to just actually just an embellishment, is that Rashi Shita happens to be, as I said yesterday, Rashi Shita in Megillah and in Gittin, is that Rav Nachman Stam in Shas is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So this that we're saying that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok didn't subscribe to Rav Chisda's reconciliation is actually very geschmack. It's probably second territory. Because we already know that Rav Nachman didn't subscribe to that reconciliation, because Rav Nachman said beferish v'ani oimer b'machleikus shnuyah. So Rav Nachman said beferish that he thinks it's a machleikus and there's no way to, you can't reconcile these sheets. He said that Shmuel and, by him it's Shmuel, that Shmuel and Ula are definitely arguing. Why didn't say like Rav Chisda that they're not arguing? You see, the Rav Nachman already didn't hold from that. He held machleikus shnuyah. It's a machleikus, fundamental machleikus of shtokus, like Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yosi seems like Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yosi is a fundamental machlekes of shlokas is a bitul zura. So Rav Nachman eats it, goes along with Rav Nachman. The two things complement each other. And why did Rav Nachman not hold from Rav Chisda? We'll say the same thing, because he held like Isa Talmud. So Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Yitzchok, who may be one and the same person, and Isa Talmud, they all held that they didn't hold from the svar that zel ikur, that by kruv, after it's cooked, is the ikur apri, didn't have a svar. If shlokas shakal, then kruv is also shakal after it's cooked. And maybe before it's cooked too, we'll see, but our kapanim after it's cooked. So Mimela, there's no mokum to salvage. They didn't hold from Rav Chisda, so it wasn't available to them. And Shalom in the center. So that's why Nachum Yitzchok had to be Meshabish Ula and Rav Ben Yomim Bar Pitas. The reconciliation of Rav Chisda wasn't available to them. Same way it wasn't available to Rav Nachman, and maybe because they all held that Kaisa Talmud. I thought a third plan. Another Eitzah for Rashi, I said yesterday, is another Eitzah for Rashi is that you see Rav Nachman who said Vani Omer Machlekes Shnuyah. Rav Nachman wanted to say that it is a Machlekes, and the Pshat and Ula. The reason why Ula holds to the Shakal Niyav Advarai is because he holds like Rabbi Yosi that you're not Yosi with the Matzah Mugla Shelas. Let me put it in. I'll say it differently. A third answer for why Rav Nachman Yitzchok didn't say Rav Chisda's Teretz is that according to Rashi, Rav Chisda's Teretz is based on the Hanocha, the way Rashi understands Rav Chisda. I said before the way Rashi understands the lomdus of Rav Chisda is that fundamentally shlokas is a bitul tzura. It's afkim in milsi legreis. Fundamentally shlokas is a degradation. The reason by Kruv is an exception, because by Kruv after the Bishul is the Ikar Epri. So the way Rashi understands the lumness of Rav Chisda on the fundamental issue, Rav Chisda is on the side, and he's ascribing to both to Rav and to Ula the side that Shlokas really is a Afkim in Milsa LeGreis. That Shlokas really is a Bitul Tzura. But when Rav said that Shlokas is Bar Piyadom, he was talking about Kruv, and Kruv is an exception to the lumness because by Kruv that's the Ikar Epri. So according to the way Rashi understands Rav Chisda, that means Rav Chisda is saying that fundamentally, lekuli alma, shlokos is a bitul tzura. Both according to, right? Are you with me? The way Rashi understands the havana of Rav Chisda is Rav Chisda fundamentally on the side that shlokos is a bitul tzura, or fundamentally shlokos not a bitul tzura. Rashi learns differently, but Rashi learns that the Rav Chisda fundamentally is on the side that shlokos is a bitul tzura. Kuv is an exception, because it's kazeu ikarpi, but fundamentally shlokas is a bitul atzur. So that means that lekuli alma, shlokas is yes a bitul atzur. Well, and that would mean that if you cook a matzah, it's not a lechem. If you cook a matzah, it's not a lechem. Who would that be based on? Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yossi holds that if you cook a matzah, it's not a matzah. That's not Rameyer. Rameyer says if you cook a matzah, it's still a matzah. Rameyer apparently holds that cooking is not a bittul sur. It only works in Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Chisda would have to, Rav Chisda would is basically saying that both Rav and Ula, they all hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Bishul is mevatel sur as matzah. But the Gemara says, Veloyi, the maskana of the Gemara is Veloyi, that's not the pshat in Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi is mited to Rameyer, that Bishul is not a bittul sur, just a special sur, but in a matzah v'leka. So the maskana of the Gemara Velohi is that nobody holds that Bishul is a bittul sur. So that explodes the whole Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's whole plan is that everybody holds Bishul is a bittul sur, and Kuv is an exception. But the maskana of the Gemara Velohi is that Bishul is lekuli alma ben Rameyer ben Rav Yossi, Bishul is not a bittul sur, and cooked lechem is lechem. And we can add now that's corroborated by the Brisa in Daf Lamed Zayin that if you cook lechem, it's the lechem, it's still make hamaisi. So it's veloyi. So Samele of Chisda's Pshar is not available anymore. Now, at this point, you could ask, so what's Takav Shad and Ula? Ula says that Shlokas Shishakon Liyavidvari. How could that be? The Gemara says veloyi that all the Tanoim hold that Bishul is not a bitul surah. The answer is in Echanami. Ula is a Mishabeshla. Ula Takah held like the Havamina, their Rabbi Yossi holds that Bishul is a bitul surah. But and if Chisda wanted to say that even Rav agrees to that, he's only talking about Kuv, which is an exceptional. But the Maskana Gemara is at 180 degrees the other way. The Maskana Gemara is that Lekuli Alma Bishul is not a bittul sur. So therefore, Rav is talking in all cases, Bishul is not a bittul sur. Everything's very piyadama. And Ula, who says otherwise, because he had the wrong Havan in Rabbi Yossi, and it's Velohi, and the Maskana Gemara is that Ula is wrong, which stems with the Gemara says Behemshech that Ula is a Mishabeshta. So the Velohi ties together with Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak that it's a Mishabeshta. So that could be another explanation why Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok didn't want to go with the Pshar of Rav Chisda. Because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok held that like the Velohi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok held like the Velohi. That even Rabbi Yossi agrees that Shlokas is a Bar Pri Adama. And Ula would otherwise, he had maybe wrong Pshat in Rabbi Yossi and the wrong report to Rav Yochanan. So that could be another reason why Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok and Rav Nachman, they didn't want to go with Rav Chisda's Havana.
This is a Zacharias question, but yeah. Instead of going with Rav Chisda, instead of saying that Ula is a mistake, why don't we just say the opposite of Rav Chisda? That really, Bishul's not.
We can't make up a source on our own. We find the Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we find the Gemara Svara that Kuv is an exception because it's Ikar Epri. We don't find the Gemara that there could be an exception in the other direction. Tais has a different Havana of the Gemara. We can't ask in the Gemara why the Gemara didn't hold like Tais's Svara. I mean, we Svaras of the Gemara is Megala, those are good Svaras. Svaras that we don't find in the Gemara, we're not going to. We can't ask in the Gemara, why didn't you have the Svar? So that's Mahalach, how. So we have several options in Rashi why Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok could not say like Rav Chisda. Number one, because he didn't have the Svar that Kuv is an exception. This whole Svar that Zeu Ikar Pri, that Kuv is an exception to the rule. Because again, that's Rashi's Havana in Rav Chisda. That really Shlokas is a bittul sur, it's Afkim and Milsi, but Kuv is the exception because they were Kerpri. That's far as not a Dovah Muslim. You see that Oysa Talmud didn't hold from that. He said the Oysa Talmud held that Shlokas is Shahakal, and Kuv is also Shahakal. So you see from Oysa Talmud, they didn't have the Svar that they were Kerpri by Kuv. So maybe Rav Nachman Yitzchak also didn't have that Svar. It's the same way Rav Nachman didn't have that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, they didn't have that Svar. And it's very Gishmak. Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman Yitzchak according to Rashi, so that's it. Icing on the cake, really. But basically, we're saying that both Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the reason why they didn't subscribe to Rav Chisda's Pshara, because Rav Chisda's Pshara needs the Svara that Kuv is an exception. Because if you don't have an exception, then you don't have the reconciliation. The whole reconciliation is basically Shlokas is really Shakel. It's really a Bittul Tzur, Afkin, and Milsi. But Kuv is the exception because they're Ikarpri. You see that Oysa Talmud didn't hold from it. So if Oysa Talmud didn't hold from it, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok and Rav Nachman also didn't hold from it. So Mela, so there's no room for Rav Chisda. So then you just have a steer in what Rabbi Yochanan said. You have a steer in what Rabbi Yochanan said. So go with Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who was the most reliable.
It could even be that it's not just Oto Tamid. I think it's both the Tamidid actually, because we're trying to say one holds Shemakot is Adama, one says it's a Shakobat Hidlag, the Kulayama Shilakot Bashakal Niyad Varoi.
Yeah, quite right. The Gemara's, even the Gemara's Chiyah is that they both held that way. Right. But he had a different Svar. 100%. You see from that Gemara that at least the Talmud who made the Bruch on the meat and not on the Kuv certainly held, and maybe the other Talmud also held that way. That's totally in the Sugya over there. But Akoponim, you see that it's not the Svar of Rashi, that Kuv is an exception, because it's Mukhach in the Gemara itself that's not a Dovah Muskel. Okay, now, the problem is that all of these teyutzim, they don't work for Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, we have the kushel l'duchta. First of all, the Rav Nachman l'shitosai, yeah, that's only the icing on the cake anyway, but the Rav Nachman l'shitosai, or Tosfos doesn't have altogether, because Tosfos Rav Nachman is not Rav Nachman Yitzchok, he's Rav Nachman B'Yakov. So that shtickle, well, it's not so important, but that shtickle is not relevant. More fundamentally, Taisa Havanah Rav Chisda is different. Taisa Havanah Rav Chisda is not that basically Shlokas is a bitul tzura, it's Afkim and Milsei, Shlokas is the degradation, but Kruv is the exception. Taisa learns in Rav Chisda just the opposite. That Rav Chisda is saying basically Shlokas is not a bitul tzura. Shlokas does not normally affect the brach. And dvarim that are chatoivim chayim kamayim uvusholim, let's say foods that are good both ways, the bracha will still be bar pi adama. The fulcrum of Rav Chisda's reconciliation, if it's a reconciliation, the fulcrum of Rav Chisda's vart is that tumi ukrasi is the exception, because tumi ukrasi, since when they're cooked they're garua, so therefore their bracha goes down to shakal, not because shlokas destroys the tzur sefri, but because of dava garua shakal niyabed vart. That's very important in the Cheshbon HaSugya to bear that constantly in mind. L'fi Rashi, the whole, what's Rav Chisda's plan? According to Rashi, Rav Chisda's plan is that shlokas basically go down. They're really, shlokas are basically shakal v'dvari, but kruv is the exception because after the bishul is there with Garapri. According to Tosfos, it's just the opposite. Rav Chisda's plan is that shlokas basically, you retain the bracha, it's bayur pi adama. All things being equal, shlokas retain the bracha. But the exception is tumi ukrasi, because since after the cooking it's garua, so a dover garua loses the bracha. If that's the case, then we don't see anything from Oisei Talmud. Oisei Talmud made a shakel and a kruv, because he held that shlokas is shakel, and kruv is just an example of food. All foods, except for tumi ukrasi is the exception, but all other foods are totally in the style of shlokas. And shlokas, Rav Chisda wants to say that Rav Chisda's eitz is that shlokas are not a degradation, and Oisei Talmud held that shlokas are a degradation, they are a bitul tzura. Fine, we know there's a machlokas. If shlokas is a bitul tzura, not a bitul tzura, that's what the whole sugya is about. But al kaponim, you don't see anything from Oisei Talmud. Oisei Talmud has nothing to do with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's eitz is that both Rav and Ula, they all held that shlokas is not a bitul tzura. They all held that it's not a bitul tzura. Like the Velohi in the Gemara, or like a mayor, it's not a bitul sura. But tumi ukrasi, there's a side reason why tumi ukrasi goes down to shakel, because it's guru after it's cooked. So what does that do with Oisei Talmud? We know Oisei Talmud had the shlokas is shakel liyavidvar. We don't see anything about the particular svar of tumi ukrasi. You know, the svar that Rav Chisda is mechadish. What's Rav Chisda's? In order to say his vart, Rav Chisda has to be mechadish his svar. Because he needs to, if you don't have, without Rav Chisda, I would say all shlokas are the same. They're either all bayur pi adama or they're all shakal. Rav Chisda, in order to have the leverage to be mechalik, he has to make a distinction, that there's something exceptional. According to Rashi, the exceptional thing is kruv. Because there's a special svara that kruv is ikar apri is after the bishul. Oisei Talmud obviously doesn't hold that. So Oisei Talmud is against Rav Chisda. But according to Tosfos, the Yisoid of Rav Chisda is that shlokas really are that bishul is not mevatel l'surah. Shlokas basically retain the bracha, and the chiddush of Rav Chisda is that tumi ukrasi are different because they're garua after the bishul. So Oisei Talmud wasn't talking about tumi ukrasi. So how do you know anybody argues with Rav Chisda? So lefi Tosfos, we're back to square one. So why did Rav Nachman Yitzchok have to say that ula is a shabeshto and Rav Yomin Padas is a shabeshto? Why not go with Rav Chisda's mahalach? That really everybody holds a shlokas retains the bracha, but Ula, who said that it's a shakal, was talking about tumi ukrasi. It's the Talmud, is not relevant. So mecha teisa, anybody argues with Rav Chisda's svar that tumi ukrasi is guru? Unless we'll just say it on our own. We've been chadish on our own. Nachum Yitzchok doesn't know that tumi ukrasi is an exception. Yeah, that's not so gishmak. We don't find the Gemara beferish anybody who argues in that svar. In Rashi, we had a fish, Oisei Talmud, who argues on the exceptionalness of karma. But in Tosfos, we're not looking for the exceptionalness of karma. We're looking for the exceptionalness of tumi ukrasi. Anybody argues on Rav Chisda? So that is much less geschmack. So Lafi Taisus, what's Taka? Why did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak not say Rav Chisda's Pshar? And then the other mahalak that we said there, Rav Chisda is based on the idea that Shlokas fundamentally is a bitul surah, and that's against the maskana of the Gemara that for lohi, that all the Tanayim hold that Shlokas is not a bitul surah. That's also not available to Taisus. Because Taisus learns that Rav Chisda holds fundamentally Shlokas is not a bitul surah. So Rav Chisda stims with the Velohi. So the Velohi is not a reason to not accept Rav Chisda. So if you Taisus, Taka Pesipi Gar over here, what stopped Rav Nachman Yitzchak from saying the pshara of Rav Chisda, and he could have salvaged Rav Yomid Bar Padas, and he could have salvaged the Ula, and he wouldn't have to make them into a Mishabesht. All the things that we said in Rashi were very good for Rashi, but they don't work for Taisus. So I think the emphasis is that Taisus Taka talks about it. I didn't realize that. I think Taisus Taka talks about it. Because Taisus says, La Halacha, in Taisus Mishkachas La, so he brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda that therefore the halacha is that shlokas retain their bracha, except for Tumi Ukrasi. And Tumi Ukrasi, they lose their bracha, they go down to Shahako, like Rav Chisda. Then Taisa says, Umi Yohar of Alphazal, Pasuk Bishlokas, Dishtana Legreis Alide Bishula. The Alphas Paskin, that Tumi Ukrasi, that in Dishtana Legreis, you still make a bracha bar priadoma. Like Rav Nachman, who said that Shlokas is Bari Pi Adoma, the Rav Chiya Bar Abba Koy Nami Kivasei, and the whole Shlokas, my Rav Chiya Bar Abba Af Oysen Shem Ishtanim Legreyesa, meaning Polu Gumor Adodi Rav Chiya Bar Abba Rav Ben Yomin by Yefes. Oh, it's Rav Yomin by Yefes, not Rav Yomin by Padas. I've been saying it wrong the whole time. Okay, my mistake. Akoponim, so all Arichas and Tais, very not so clear what Tais wants. If he just wants to say the Rif Paskin that Shlokas is Bari Pi Adoma, so we know Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yechanan, they all said Shlokas is Bari Pi Adoma. But that doesn't tell me anything but Tumi Ukrasi. Tumi Ukrasi are the exception because they grew after they cooked, like Rav Chisda said. Taisa is saying the Rif Paskin not like Rav Chisda. Basically, Taisa is saying the Rif didn't Paskin like Rav Chisda. The Rif rejected Rav Chisda's Svara that Tumi Ukrasi because they grew, they go down to Shakal. Taisa explains why. Why did the Rif reject Rav Chisda? So he said, Hol Arichos. Because Rav Nachman said that shlokas is bari pi adoma, the afchia bar abba koy kavasei, ubushlokol shlokas mayri, even to me crazy. After oisin nushayim legreyesu, me the polug gugumor adodir afchia bar abba rabban yomim bar yefes. What does this mean? The polug? So the words are very. They're not clear how to read the words. What does he want? I think the emes pashut pshat. Maybe it's a double pashut. Maybe it's not even chiddush. But I think pashut pshat. Taisus mamish addressing this question. Taisus saying like this. Of course, halacha is that shlokas is bari pi adoma. That's not a chiddush. Everybody passes shlokas bari pi adoma. That's Rav. That's Shmuel. That's Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yechanan. The only one who argues is Ula and Rav Yonan bar Yefes, and the Gemara says they're a mishabeshta. So that's the Dovah Muskum. All the Rishonim pass shlokas bari pi adoma. The neither is, but is Tumi Ukrasi an exception? Rav Chisda said that Tumi Ukrasi is an exception, and he used that svara to reconcile Rav with Ula. So Rav Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yehuda said, okay, so it's a good svara. Tumi Ukrasi is an exception, so we'll accept the svara of Rav Chisda. So it's a good svara. It's a good svara. It says Taisus, yeah, but if it's such a good svara, so why did Rav Nachman by Yitzchok have to make a machlokes between Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Ben Yomim bar Yefes? That's what it means, made a kolaglu Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Ben Yomim bar Yefes. Why do you have to make a machlokes here between Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yomim bar Yefes, what Rav Yechanan said, and then you have to say that Rav Yomim bar Yefes is Shabeshta because he had the wrong version of Rav Yechanan? Why not answer? Why did Rav Nachman by Yitzchok not answer that Rav Chiya bar Abba was talking about, that Rav Chiya bar Abba, that Ula, rather, when he said Shahakal, was talking about Tumi Ukrasi, the same way Rav Chisda said, and then Shalom Aleichem, nobody has to be Meshubash. Says Tosis, it's Muchuch, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak didn't hold from the Svara that Tumi Ukrasi, because they garu, they lose the Bracha. And therefore, from his point of view, there was no Mokim for the Pshar of Rav Chisda. And that's a raya taka that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok rejected, and maybe and Rav Nachman also earlier in the Gemara who said that they didn't hold from Rav Chista's reconciliation. Why taka not? Because they didn't hold from the svar the Tumi Ukrasi is Garula. Yeah, we don't have the Mokka for Isa Talmud, but the riff was Mechiachit from the Cheshbon HaSugya exactly for the reason they were saying. Because if they also held the Tumi Ukrasi was Garula, so why did they have to make Ulu and Tumi Shabesh? They could have said Ulu was talking about Tumi Ukrasi. That's what Rav Chista said. Rav Chista said that Ulu was talking about Tumi Ukrasi. So why didn't Nachman Yitzchak say the same thing? He wouldn't have need. Why did he insist that it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yom Vayefes and Rav Chiya Barabba, what Rav Yechon has said, and then we have to go assume that Rabbi Yom Vayefes was making a mistake? What did he need it for? It must be because it was partial there of Nachman Yitzchak that there's no such svara that Tumi Ukrasi loses the bracha because it's Garul. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. And Tosfos therefore is using this kasha that we're saying, my kasha. Tosfos is using that kasha to explain the riff that al kochach. That the svara of Tumi Kresi is not a Dhamma Muskum, and therefore La Halacha, we reject it, and we don't ban Tumi Kresi, it's Bari Pi Adhamma. This is very Gishmak. We make a lemonade out of, from lemons, we make lemonade. Bamish Gishmak, Shatan Taisi. That's Takab Shatan, she deserves it. The only thing is, it doesn't work in the Rosh, because the Rosh, the Feirish, passes like Rav Chista. He passes like Rav Chista. It's interesting that the Rosh says, that even though we don't own, the Rosh is like this, the Rosh says, we don't really need Rav Chista because Rav Chista said his svara about Tumi Ukrasi being Garua to salvage Ula. But we don't need to salvage Ula because the Maskan of the Gemara is Ula's a Meshabeshta anyway. So if Ula's a Meshabeshta anyway, we don't really need to salvage him because we've already thrown him out. But still, Rav Chista is a svara toiva, and it's probably true halacha anyway. The Tumi Ukrasi is shakel because it's a good svara. Even though we don't need him, we don't need it because we don't have to rescue Ulu because Ulu's in Shabeshta. But even if we don't need to rescue Ulu anymore, it doesn't matter. It's a good svara. Rav Chista is a good svara, and we should be mekabel the halacha and he's chalak on the riff. So that's so interesting. The Ros tells me the Feirish. That Rav Nachman Yitzchok does not argue in Rav Chista's svara. Rav Chista's svara is a good svara. Everybody agrees to it. It's a svara taiva. Whether you need it or you don't need it, Rav Chista needed it to salvage Ula. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says Ula is anyway a meshabeshta. But it's a good svara anyway. So it's a good svara anyway. So we could use so the svara is true lahaloch. So the feed the Rosh, mamish chayzer umistar the kasha. If it's such a good svara that it's mamish a good svara lahalocha, we're not rejecting the svara. It's an emes svara. Tumi Ukrasi is shakal li abedvarim. So why make Ula into a Mishabeshta? What's bothering? Why is Nachum Yitzchak so insistent that Ula is a Mishabeshta? Why not say that Ula was talking about Tumi Ukrasi the same way Rav Chista did? In the Rosh already, the Kashin in the Rosh, all of these Eitzes that we've been saying, none of the Eitzes work in the Rosh. Unless we'll just say, I think we're going to have to say in the Rosh, yeah.
The Rosh, at the last line of the Rosh, says that it's, he has the Lashon of Chenishtainas, the greatest, meaning that it's, there's something about the Shinoi, meaning.
But Lamaisi, he also learns in Rav Chista there. Rav Chista holds that Dvarim that are Shavim, that are Toivim Chayim, Kemayim Uvu Shalom, they retain the Bracha. Shtokas is not Megareya, things that are just as good when they're cooked. It's a special Svara by Tumi Ukrasi. So whatever the Havana is, I mean, right now it's not so important the details of the Havana, but I think what I'm saying is right. Havana, what he said in the Shtan Legresa, it doesn't mean because Shlok is in Mavat L'tzura. He says it means it's Garua now. It became Garua.
Why can we just imply that he's saying that for other Shlokos, they're Shtan Legresa?
But he says Beferish in the Rosh. The Rosh is Beferish. The Rosh that are Chayim Tovim Kmeim Uvasholim are Bari Pi Adama regardless. Like the Velohi, we hold that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that Shlok is not Mavat L'tzura. The exception is Tumi Ukrasi. The only thing maybe the Rosh will have to say that Rav Nachman Yitzchak thought it's a doichuk to zetzayin. I don't know how to say zetzayin in English. To be mukimla, still not English, but to be what?
To salvage.
He thought it's a doichuk to squeeze Ula into the box of being talking about Tumi Ukrasi. Rav Chista has to say that when Ula said Shlokas is Shakal Nivadvar, he didn't mean Shlokas globally. Shlokas really are very Piyadama, they don't change. It's especially those vegetables that become Garua, those are the ones that Ula was talking about. And Nachum Yitzchak thought that's a doichuk to say to Zetzayim that Ula's taught. To Zetzayim, to
combine.
No, to put something into a. If I have a peg and I need to squeeze it into a hole, so I Zetzayim into the hole. So he thought it's a doichuk to squeeze Ula into this hole that he's dafka talking about Tuma, you crazy. He would rather say that Ula's a Meshabeshta. And I think also because the Meshabeshta has a mahalach. The saying Ula's a Meshabeshta, what's the Meshabeshta, if Ula's a Meshabeshta, what's his Meshabeshta? His Shabeshta is that he thought that Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're not Yossi, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you're not Yossi with the cooked matzah. So Ula thought the reason why you're not Yossi with the cooked matzah is because Shlokas is a bit latzura. And it's Veloyi, that Maskanon Gemara, we said before in the very beginning of Shia, the Rosh holds that the Veloyi is the Maskanon Gemara. And the Maskanon Gemara is Veloyi, that it's not true. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees that Shlokas is not a bit latzura. So that was the source of Ula's Shabeshta. Ula thought that Shlokas is a bit latzura, like the simple Havon in Rabbi Yossi. But it's not true. That's Hakanat of Shatan Rav Yosi, and Ula is a Shabeshna, and he misunderstood what and he followed too much Rav Binyamin by Yefes, and that's the story. And that was more nicha to Rav Nachum by Yitzchok than saying that that Ula was talking about Tumi Yukresi specifically. Rav Chisid was willing to say that Rav Nachum that Ula was talking about Tumi Yukresi, and Rav Nachum Yitzchok just didn't think that that's, he thought it's a doichuk in the words of Ula. That he was talking dafka about Tumi Yukresi. So Mela, he was more nicha to say that Ula made a mistake than to make an ukimto that Ula was talking about Tumi Yukresi. Okay, that's the most lumbar shataris, but I don't have anything better to say in the rough. But it's akupani, we have a bigger havan over here. What's the nakuda between the way Tosis explains the riff? What's the nakuda samachlaikis between the riff and the rush? The riff. They all pass in the shlokas is not a bit tzura, like the veloyi. Everybody passing the shlokas, normally speaking, does not change the bracha. But do we accept Rav Chisda that Tumi Yukresi is an exception? So the Rif says, no, we don't accept that. Tais explains, because if we accept that, then there's no need to make Ula into a Shabeshta. But Rav Nachum Yitzchok did make Ula into a Shabeshta. He must not hold from the Svar that Tumi Yukresi are an exception. That's the Shita Sarif, as explained by Taisus. And on the other hand, the Rosh holds that Rav Chisda is a Svar Taiva. He doesn't think anybody argues on Rav Chisda. Yeah, so Lefi the Rosh Taka, the question remains a little bit outstanding. So why did Rav Nachum Yitzchok need to make Ula into Shabeshta? Why not say he was talking about Tumi Yukresi? I don't have anything better to say except that, unless to say that he thought that's a doichuk in Ula. He thought it was more nichud to say that Ula had a mistake in Havana and Rav Yossi than to say that Ula was talking about Tumi Yukresi. And the emes is, I don't know what Rav Rosh holds about Rav Nachman, who's Stam Rav Nachman, if he's Rav Nachum Yitzchok or Rav Nachum Yaakov. But it's a little bit with Dinkin Rosh that he thinks that it's the same Rav Nachman. That would be very geschmack, because Rav Nachman said beferish, this first Rav Nachman, the Stam Rav Nachman, said beferish that the pshat and Ula is that he holds like Rav Yossi. Then he was a vlohi. But Rav Nachman himself said that the pshat and Ula is that Ula holds like Rav Yossi, like the naive understanding of Rav Yossi. V'ani oyev machleik ishnuya, it's telling the machleik zermei and Rav Yossi, Ula is like Rav Yossi. That's not the Shittus of Yosi. And whatever Ula, okay, maybe he's talking about Tumi Yukresi, or maybe he's a Shabeshta. But Rav Nachman thought that Ula was taka going like a. Demis is, I think, some of you trying to say that Veloy is Rav Nachman himself talking. That Rav Nachman himself was saying that Ula was Kitanoi, Ula was going like a Yosi, and Ula's wrong because that's not the Pshatan of Yosi. I didn't see it inside myself. One of the Talmidim told me that maybe Rashba. That learns that the Veloy is still Rav Nachman talking. That Rav Nachman saying, it is that the Machlekes Rav and Ula is the Machlekes Ramei and Rav Yossi in a mistaken understanding of Rav Yossi, but Ula is wrong because Veloy, that's not the Pshat in Rav Yossi. And that was Shtim Gvaldik with Rav Nachman by Yitzchak himself, who says that Ula is a Shabeshta. And you could read it into the Rosh. There's a line in the Rosh that's a little bit cryptic. See the Madan Yom Tov grapples with it. He has this cryptic line. I have a different Gemara at home, so you'll find it. Yeah, towards the end. After he brings the riff. Rafa's Kosov, he'll tell me a crazy work in the very Piedom, a shame of Shalom. When you're at the high time of the day, what's the reason for the riff? You should discover the Rav Chisda Polig at the Rav Yechanan, at the Rav Shmuel. Ein halacha ki yochid b'makim rabim. He has a different avon in the riff. That the Rif thought that since Rav himself didn't make an exception for Tumi Krasi, and Shmuel himself didn't make an exception for Tumi Krasi, so Rav Chisda does make an exception for Tumi Krasi, he's not coming to reconcile Rav and Shmuel, he's coming to argue on Rav and Shmuel. That's what he ascribes to the Rif. That's a different halach than Tosfos' explanation of the Rif. Then he says, doesn't think that that's true. He thinks that Rav agrees to Rav Chisda's achra. Even though Rav didn't talk about Tumi Krasi, but you know, like Rav Chisda is explaining Rav to, he's reconciling everybody. Like, and then he has this. Here's the line that's strange. Rav Nachman uki pluktaya beplukta de tanoi, v'lei mesukmo milsa de ulo de yomem shvei de Rav Yochanan de shabeshti. So this line, Rav Nachman uki pluktaya beplukta de tanoi, what is? How does that fit into this? The kishur hadvarim. What does that do with anything? He brings the riff that we don't hold like Rav Chisda. Then he says he thinks no that Rav Chisda we do hold like that because he brings the riff. That Rav Chisda was arguing with Rav and Shmuel, not coming to reconcile Rav and Shmuel with Ula. Rav Chisda was coming just to argue with Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel didn't make an exception for Tumi Krasi. He doesn't think that that's true. He thinks that nobody argues on Rav Chisda. That Tumi Krasi is an exception. And then Ula. And then he says. Then there's just a strange line. Rav Nachman says it's a plukta de tanoi. I don't know how did that fall into anything. Like, why is that important over here? V'lei mesukma milsa de ula da'ama mishmeid Rav Yochanan de shabeshti. And we don't hold like ula mishmeid, and we don't hold like ula because ula is a shabeshta. Why does he need this whole thing? First of all, I don't know why he needs to mention that Rav Nachman said it's a tanoi. And why does he need to even get into the fact that ula is a shabeshta? Even to Rav Chisda, even according to Rav Chisda, ula is not a shabeshta. But the halacha of Tumi Krasi is the right halacha. Rav Chisda forced Rav Ula into the box of Tumi Krasi. So maybe we don't want. Maybe like, the whole thing, the whole hemshichir doesn't make sense. In particular, this line of Rav Nachman Uki Pluktayu Beplukta Detanoya. How does that fall in? So Lefi Advar Meila, I think maybe what the Rosh is saying is like this. He's saying. He's all explaining why we're doichu ulu mei halacha. We don't hold from ulu because Rav Chisda said that ulu is talking about tumi ukrasi. He's talking about the exceptional case of tumi ukrasi. That's how Rav Chisda explained ulu. Ulu really agrees shlokas is not a shinui, but he's talking about when ulu said that it's a shakal. He's talking about tumi ukrasi, which is an exception because it's geru. But Rav Nachman says no, that's not the pshat in ulu. Rav Nachman uki plukai b'plukta de tanoi, meaning Rav Nachman said. Then no, Ulu's really arguing on the substantive issue. Ulu really holds that shlokas is not a shinui. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, like his understanding of Rabbi Yossi, that shlokas is not a shinui. And therefore, le mesukman bil sedu ulu dam mishmei Rabbi Yochanan de shabeshti. And therefore, Ulu has to be a shabeshta. Because knows Rav Chisda said Ulu's talking about the exceptional case of tumi krasi, so he's not arguing with Rav and Shmuel. But Rav Nachman said, no, that's not the pshat. Ula is arguing with Rav and Shmuel because he holds the kabyasi. But once Ula is arguing with Rav and Shmuel, then Ula is a shabeshta because we have other versions of Rav Yechanan, better versions of Rav Yechanan. If Rav is a more reliable version of Rav Yechanan, so Ula becomes a shabeshta. And as for Rav Yossi, he doesn't explain that. What about Rav Yossi? We have the Gemara, Rav Yossi is a velohi. We have a different shat than Rav Yossi. So therefore, bottom line, Ula is a shabeshta. And then he goes on to say that now that Ula is a Shabeshta, so we don't need Rav Chisda's Svara that Tumi Krasi is an exception. But he says, but it's a Svara Toiv and we should be Mekabel it anyway. But we don't need it to salvage Ula because Ula is a Shabeshta. So that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, why is Ula Shabeshta? Ula is a Shabeshta because even though Rav Chisda said that Ula is talking about Tumi Krasi, but you see that Rav Nachman said that that's not the Pshat in Ula. Ula is not talking about Tumi Krasi. Ula really holds like Rav Yossi in the naive understanding that Shlokas is not Mevatel the Tzur Sepri. It is mevatel rather the tzur sepri. It's mevatel l'shem lechem. It's mevatel the tzur sepri. All shlokas are shakal nivadvoy. Not only tumi krasi, but all shlokas are shakal nivadvoy. And that's a shabeshta. You know, That puts Ula at loggerheads with Rav and Shmuel, and that's a shabeshta because Rav Chiya bar Abba said that Rav Yochanan agrees to Rav and Shmuel, and therefore lahalocha we don't need to say that this is an exception for Tumi Ukrasi. But says the Rosh, but still Rav Chista may not. So Ula is farfalan, but the vart itself, Rav Chista's vart, still is svar toiva, and we can still be mekabel lahalocha the Tumi Ukrasi is an exception. That's the kishar varim in the Rosh, and if that's what the Rosh is saying, then it's taka mefurish in the Rosh that he's connecting Rav Nachman by Yitzchok that Ula is a shabeshta with Rav Nachman that b'machleikas shnuyah. Now I don't know if that necessarily means that he holds it as one and the same person, or even it's two different people, but he's connecting that it's the same approach that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, who said that Ula is arguing on Rav and Shmuel, and Ula is arguing on Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yochanan. He's assuming like Rav Nachman that Ula is not talking about Dafka Tumi Ukrasi, but rather he holds that all shlokas are shakon liyabedvari based on Rav Yosi, but it's a shabeshta. And why is it a shabeshta? A, because we know Rav Yochanan really said something else, and B, because it's not even the pshat in Rav Yosi. So therefore, Ula is a shabeshta. There's no need to make an exception to Tumi Ukrasi. But still, it's a svara toiva, and maybe it is an exception without the hechrich of Ula. I think that's the kishah advarim in the Rosh. So that really bears out what I was saying before, that the Rosh learns that Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Yitzchok, you see, they didn't want a zetz ayin ula that he's dafka talking about Tumi Ukrasi. They understood ula, they saying categorically that shloka shakon liyabedvari, because it's a ketanoi, because it's based on Rav Yosi. The wrong shat in Rav Yosi, but based on Rav Yosi. But that's a shabeshta, because Rav Chiya bar Abba told us it's not what Rav Yochanan said. So ula Rav Yochanan is a shabeshta. And we could add for good measure, and it's not even the pshat in Rabbi Yosi, because Vilohi, as we saw in the beginning of this year, that the Rosh Paskin is like the Vilohi. Yeah.
I think you could also see that Ula was holding like a, I guess, mistaken or naive pshat in the Yosef from the Gemara Pesachim. The way he explains the Bariata is that filu temar v'meid shani hacha dekam markerav v'ashem v'vushal v'vom hakom. That only Rabbi Meir needs to say about the Gezer HaKatuv that cooking it undoes the roast from the Pesach, but Rabbi Yosef does it automatically according to Ula. So we see
that Gemara L'chor is like the Havmin of Agamar. That whole Gemara is like the Havmin of Agamar.
That Ula was
right. Taisus points that out, because we'll see when we talk about the Rav Yoh and the Yerayim, but that's maybe tomorrow. But the Pashto, the way the Pashto is, I think the Rosh holds this way, and Taisus prefers this way himself. The whole Gemara Pesachim, says like this. The Gemara says that Gemara is a discussion. If you have the Korban Pesach and it was roasted properly, and then you cooked it, so you over the Isra of Boshel Mevushel B'mayim. So the Gemara says, "Tali Machlekes Amei Rabbi Yosi," because according to Rabbi Yosi, Bishul is Mevatel Lafiyo, so Bishul is Mevatel Sli. And according to Amei, that Bishul is not Mevatel Lafiyo, it's not Mevatel Sli either. So that's clearly like the Havmin of Agamara. It seems to be like the Havmin of Agamara. That the pshat in Rabbi Yosi, the machlekes Rabbi Yosi, is whether bishul is mevatel lafia.
And
the Gemara says below, could be that even Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yosi that bishul normally is that. It could be that even that kuli alma hold that bishul is not mevatel lafia. Bishul is not mevatel lafia. Oh, one second. The kuli alma bishul. No, the Gemara says no. The machlekes Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara keeps in place, but the Gemara says, but the din. That you over bushel mubushel b'mayim. If you cook the korban pesach, it's certainly true according to Rabbi Yosi, but it might even be true according to Rabbi Meir because we have a ribuy of bushel mubushel b'mayim. But the Gemara still retains that according to Rabbi Yosi, you don't need bushel mubushel b'mayim. Bishul is mevatel lafi, and bishul is mevatel sli. You don't need any special zeres akosos. Bishul is mevatel sli. So over this, you're bushel mubushel b'mayim. So the whole Gemara over there is going like the Havmin of Agamar. He speaks at the Sapa Feresh. But the maskana of Agamar is that even Rabbi Yosi does not think that Sli is Mavashal, that Sli is Mavatal Lafia. So why are you over the carbon pesach? Because of the Reba, you're Bashal Mavashal B'mayim, the same as Rameh. Yeah, that's all Tosfos Chaydash. Okay, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, Taka Bineta, I want to talk about the Machlekes, that the Torah brings in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Yud Ches, about Bishul, if Bishul is Mavatal Lafia, if Bishul is Mavatal Sli, and Hilchos Shabbos, Taka Machlekes. I saw somebody sent out I didn't look at the Maramakadis, but. And that's it. I think that's it. I think that's the last thing in the sugya that I want to talk about, and then we'll start Chazara.
No. Rabbi, that was most of it, but I was saying that the Maram Sahin, one who makes that compromise, explains that it's love.
Oh, yeah.